So your name?
Chase.
Chase, and you're married?
Yes.
That's your wife right here. I just want people to see it, especially your wife, because she's not going to believe this. And how long have you been married?
Like a year and a half.
A year and a half. That's great. If you've been married less than 2 years, wave your hand. Because look at all these couples here. This is unbelievable. Way to go. And marriage is up, at least in our parish, and that's cool. And Chase, any big news in your life coming up?
We got a baby on the way.
Cool. And when you do?
April 11th.
All right, great. That's like a month away.
Yes.
Yeah, wow, that's getting close. Yeah. And God bless you. Yeah. And God bless you. And by the way, Kevin's a great name for babies. But anyways. Have you decided what you're going to do for Lent?
Well, I'm doing Exodus 90 already.
Oh, that's great. That's very good. Exodus 90, look it up. Men, all men should do that. And are you giving anything up?
Well, I'm already...
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Anything extra?
I think you should give up chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, I'm already doing no sweets. So
all right.
We're good.
Because look at this. I just want to show you something, Chase. I found the world's greatest chocolate cupcake. And you're already giving these things up. And wait till I get out of this like case here. It's unbelievable. Look at that. You can just hold that if you want. Can I have you come up here? And your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. And you've been married the same amount of time. You two can stand next to each other. And cool. And Chase... it's pretty simple, but if you're going to hug the cupcake or your wife, which would you rather hug? And in order to hug your wife, what would you have to do? Yeah. I like that. I like it. Don't do it, but you got to at least put it down, and then you can actually give your wife a hug. That's right. Thank you. This is here for Chase and Caitlin. And Caitlin and little Kevin. All right. I've baptized more Finnegans than Kevin, but whatever. See, you and I, we can all be attached to things. And look at this cupcake. Just smelling it, you pick up calories. It is that good. And so during Lent... it's a great season to ask the question, what am I attached to? What is it that clings to me? What is it that I love or I like or I desire more than God? More than a wife or a child? Because see, during this season of Lent, what we want to do is let go of those things. We want to let go of something. We want to say that we want to do some practical, tangible thing that we say, God, I want to be more attached to you. See, it's easy to give up chocolate when you don't see it, but when you're holding it, whoa, do I really love this or do I love this? And our world is filled with all kinds of people and all kinds of examples of where we love this rather than we're loving God or people or the poor. So we spend all our time and our energy chasing these things when really the one we want to chase, the one we want to be with, is Jesus. So through this season of 40 days of prayer, fasting and almsgiving, they're tools, not ends in themselves, but they're tools to say, I want to be attached to God more. If I'm attached to God more, that's going to mean I'm going to be attached more to the body of Christ. If I'm attached more to the body of Christ, I'm going to express that by loving people, especially who are in need. Just like when the foot hurts, we love especially the foot, we care for it in a special way. Because we're attached to the Lord. So I want to invite all of us to think about what you're going to do for Lent. But not in the sense of, I'm going to give up this, I'm going to give up that. I mean, that's, you know, when you're in college, I gave up the elevator. And I lived on the fifth floor. And it became like a joke with everyone because I'd run up the stairs pushing the buttons on every floor as the guys came up the elevator. So they had to stop at 2, 3, 4, and 5. So what God wants to do, I know, I was bad even in college. So what God wants to invite us to do is like, it's not about that. It's about simply expressing tangibly, God, I want to be attached to you and not to myself. I want to be attached to you and not cupcakes. Or I want to be attached to you and not something else. Or maybe you want to say, Lord, I want to be attached to you and I want to pray. And so as I deny myself this cupcake, I'm going to pray for the child in my wife's womb so that the child will be healthy and my wife will be blessed. Or maybe as you give up the Xbox or you give up this or you give up that, don't just give up gum for the sake of giving up gum, but give up gum and every time you reach for that piece of gum and every time you come to church and you go, shoot, I don't have gum in my mouth to put under the pews. There's a lot there, don't check. Give up that gum and say a little prayer for maybe someone you saw on TV who caught your attention, who is sick. Or maybe for the community that earlier this week, down south, all the tornadoes and the death. Those people need our prayers. And then maybe as you pray, you go, you know what? I've been chewing this gum, and I've actually saved some money by not chewing, you know, 16 packs of gum every day. So I actually have, you know, $1 billion left over at the end of Lent. So I'm going to give that $1 billion to the people in need down south. It could all be connected. Because all that God wants is for you and me to love him more. Very simple. To love him more. If we love him more, we'll find we love one another more. And we'll find that we love the poor more. And we'll find that we want to pray more. That's all God wants. So throughout this season of Lent, keep asking yourself, Lord, how can I express my love of you?